This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Dumi Dean Maku is a wife, mother, and businesswoman. She is an advocate for all things girl power, a transformational and transformation activist as well. She is the CEO of Diamond Love Bridal Couture, with over 11 years of experience as a bridal coach and a bridal stylist, the founder of Miss to Mrs. Bridal Experience Platform, an initiative aimed at empowering women. She's passionate about helping women prepare for marriage and take responsibility for their own happiness in relationships. To me, that is massive. Welcome to the show. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Fabi. I'm glad to be honored. And thanks for the listeners that are tuning in. I'm excited.
So did this idea for the platform come about because of your business in bridal couture in the first place? Or is it something that came about because of your experience walking into marriage yourself? Or is it a bit of a mix of everything?
I would say it's a bit of a mix of everything. So I've been in the bridal industry for 11 years. And I started the business because of my own personal journey in getting married. What I found is that in the industry is that there are a lot of stores, but all the stores are selling a wedding dress and not the experience. Mm. And they're also not selling the journey. Mm. You know, it's almost just come in, pick a dress, say yes, and leave. Mm. So people are well prepared for planning a wedding, but nobody prepares you for planning a marriage.
Oh, my word.
And that is where I saw the gap in the market, to bring the two worlds together, that it's not just about spending $1 million on a wedding and 6 months later, you are unhappy as a woman and as a wife.
Hmm. It's very interesting because each of those aspects kind of requires its own deep thinking, doesn't it? Because,
yes.
You know, a wedding in itself needs to be certain things that represent who you are. And even that journey, I wonder, what are some of the industry standards? Yes, you're picking a dress, but you're also picking the flower and the venue and the this and the that. So that's actually a part of the experience itself, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, what we find when women come into the store is that it's either they have a beautiful experience or you see the self-doubt in them.
Mm.
If you don't know yourself, even picking a dress can give you a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
You know, you come in with friends, with family, and it's overwhelming. They've got their 2 cents opinion that they're telling you, Babi, you have to pick this dress. Your personality needs to come into the dress. It's your budget. It's your body shape. You know, you need to be happy in that dress. So we find a lot of emotional roller coasters with brides that come into the store. And that's where we help them. We almost become like psychologists, you know.
Ah.
We have to unpack it for them to see themselves,
yes,
through this journey. To say, who is Babi? What do I want to look like in this dress?
Yeah.
How do I want to feel on my wedding day?
Mm.
So that you bring everything together. It's not just about impressing friends and impressing family. And a lot of women do that. You know, they choose what's trending. And a wedding dress on Instagram or Pinterest, it's not going to look like the wedding dress when you have it on.
Yeah.
So that is where we do the coaching and the styling, knowing and getting to understand you as the person to say, and also, where is the wedding happening? Is it happening in a rural area? Is it happening at the beach? Is it happening at a hotel? So all of those aspects play a part.
Absolutely. And I suppose, as you say, you play a psychologist, you know, where does putting down boundaries come into play in that moment and then extrapolated to your relationship and everything else that comes from merging two families? Boundary setting, that's something very important for women.
It is important. And those are some of the topics that we cover in the Miss to Mrs. Bridal Experience, where because you are preparing for a bigger role, you need to step outside preparing for a wedding. Mm. You know, you need to see it and say, have I done my research? Do I know what I'm getting myself into? Do I know the family? What is this family background of this person that I'm going to get married to? What are the dynamics in that family? Mm. How many kids? Does he have previous kids? How many does he have? Is he going to support them? You know, have you checked?
Because yes, you can ask yourself that. Yes, you can ask him that. But where's the truth going to come from?
The truth needs to come out before, while you are dating. Jolo Face gives you that opportunity, you know. Mm. And as women, we get mesmerized. We see the romantic side of the relationship only. Yeah. We don't want to ask the man, how much do you earn? What is your credit record? What is your credit score? Because all these things, at the end of the day, they add up.
Absolutely.
And you get into the marriage and you're like, oh my God, I didn't know you are supporting 5 or 20 family members. Yes. And this must come out of our household.
Yeah, very interesting. So how do you then take a person on this experience? What exactly are you teaching them? Life skills or just the things to remember? How does it go down? How does it happen?
So the experience is hosted in different provinces, and we hosted, we have about 200 to 250 women that attend the masterclasses. And within the masterclasses, we cover various topics that are very crucial to your preparation. Mm. One being finances. So financial education is important. Like I mentioned, understanding the situation now and understanding the situation that you're going to be getting into as a couple.
I'm pulling a face because this is Bonolo who's put in here, our producer. How much money do you make is a first date question.
Absolutely.
First date?
Yes. First date. I agree, because you need to get it out of there. If you know you're a liker of things and you're not aligned financially, girl, it's not going to work. So finances are important. Woman and female hygiene, feminine hygiene is important for you to understand yourself. Your mental wellness is also something that we cover in it. So we bring somebody that is an expert in that field, you know, to unpack it, to say, how are you feeling emotionally? How are you feeling spiritually? And are you mentally prepared for this journey that you're going to be taking? We also have a legal expert, because a lot of us do not understand the different legal contracts that you're getting into. Mm. Yeah, there's community of property, there's your anti-nuptial, there's without an anti-nuptial, you know. Don't be fooled by you are seeing a guy in a very expensive car and he says, no, don't worry, we are together in this. We are together in what?
In what?
You know, and when you are putting your name on the dotted line, you need to have understanding that, what am I getting myself into? What am I signing into, you know, so that you are not left in a disadvantaged situation.
You know, it's very interesting that you talk about all of these aspects. There are those kind of hard and fast aspects, and then they're kind of the more nuanced aspects. And you alluded to it. What is this family like? What kind of people am I getting myself involved in? And there are lots of very stereotypical African practices, right? Uhulu kodisa and all of that kind of thing. Yes. Do you talk about that?
We do. Mm. We do talk about that. And interesting enough, this year at the next event that we're hosting, we have a lady that runs a Makoti Assist. Where?
Excuse me?
Yes, Makoti Assist. Because some of us grew up in modern areas, you know, and then you get married to somebody from a rural area or KwaZulu Natal, and you go in there and there is umsebenzi, and you don't know how to do any of those rituals. So this initiative that they're running will bring people to assist you as Makoti. They come there as your support system.
Hang on. So when you need to go to rural, wherever,
your Kotisin land,
then they send people as backup with you.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Because we see those videos on social media about the massive drifut, and then you have to soka whatever it is that's in there. I mean, I grew up in Diepkloof Zone 4. Hello.
And also having that discussion with your partner while you are in a Mjolo phase to say,
what are your expectations,
my love,
here, darling?
I don't know the drifut. And as you can see me, it's too late for me to learn. I can try, But have the conversation so that when they get there, they don't throw you in the deep end. You know, it's important to be yourself and don't sell something that you're not.
Gosh, I love that so much. Makoti, assist. It makes me, in my head, I hear beep, like a, you know, either an ambulance or the AA coming to fetch you on the side of the road. That is so incredible.
Yeah.
How much of a shift are we seeing in businesses that support weddings, marriages, etc., like yours and like this other one that you're talking about that assists, what, the urban bride?
The urban bride. We are seeing a shift, and I think women are demanding more from just a wedding planner. Women are seeing that, you know what, we need to get a bigger picture. Women are taking control of their destiny.
Yes.
And that is important. So even as a planner, you're not just going to be giving somebody a quotation and they accept the quotation and they move on because they want it to be an experience. And with COVID, we see much more intimate, much more personal weddings, as opposed to having like large crowds at your wedding. People are sticking to smaller scale, more intimate, more personal, so that, you know, it speaks to you and it speaks to your budget. Budget is very important as well.
Okay, tell us more about that.
You know, when it comes to, let's say, for example, a wedding dress, one of the questions that we ask the brides when they come into the store is, how much is your budget? And everyone always kind of laughs it off. And I say, well, are you buying a Taz or are you buying a Ferrari today?
Yeah.
You know, you can't get into test driving a car when you don't know where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something to be shy about. You must say, my budget is $10,000 and we are going to help you find the most gorgeous dress that is suitable for you, for your budget.
Yeah.
So it's important that we make money transparent and we start talking about money and not going and taking credit for weddings that we cannot afford.
Awful stop in many, many ways. This is very interesting. Some of the kind of age and time held ideas, for example, about an engagement ring that, honestly, Hollywood has told us what we must think. Diamonds, first of all, it was an ad campaign, so it can actually be anything you want. Secondly, that it's supposed to be, what is it, a year's salary that you've saved up, and that's what the cost of the diamond needs to be. Dispel some of the myths. What should we be doing, or is there no should, actually?
I think personally there's no should. And I think in your dating phase, You kind of need to, your man needs to understand you and he needs to know the kind of girl that you are. And you also need to know where the parameters are. I mean, if you're going to look for a rock that is like
massive, a J-Lo rock,
you know, and he has no clue that you're that kind of girl, then you're not aligned.
But
you know?
How is he not going to know that you are? People really walking through your doors where they don't know each other?
Yes. We've seen couples that literally sit on our couch and they start discussing, no, when I ute 5,000, no, but I thought it was 10. So you left the house together without having discussed, okay, today we're shopping for a wedding dress and we're looking between 10 and 20,000 rands. They leave without this conversation. We've also met men that flirt with us, the stylists. But he's about to go.
Who is surprised? Yes.
You know, and then you realize that, well, this couple is misaligned. They're not going to go far. We have side conversations with the ladies in the change room and we ask them, are you sure? And they're like, you know what? I'm not sure. And then we know how to just shift it away.
Really?
And we say, we'll see you next week, you know. Come again later, because they're just not aligned.
That's horrifying.
So, I mean, even with choosing a stone, like you were saying, it's something that you guys discuss. And even if he's going to surprise you, he kind of understands that you want plain or you want big. Is it about the clarity of the stone? Is it just about you showing off a big rock? Because there's a difference. Mm. Some rocks are big, but they're not the best quality. Personally, my husband proposed to me with just a diamond. And I then designed my own ring
because
he was like, I cannot pick a ring for you.
Yeah, this one is going to cause issues if I just make decisions for her. You know, I do say that that's horrifying, that you find yourself in a position where there's been pressure, perhaps from family, perhaps someone's pregnant, perhaps from him, perhaps from her. And you find yourself, you've gone too far in this planning, invitations, everyone's expecting, and you don't actually want to do this.
Yes.
And so you're saying you find that people have these breakdowns and they go, I feel suffocated by these decisions and I don't actually want to be here. How do you U-turn? How do you steer that ship back? Because it can feel like too much has happened.
Yeah. I do offer coaching sessions with women one-on-one where I would sit with them and just literally break it down for them to say, you know, you might be under pressure. It might not be the wrong decision. Let's break it down to say, where are the issues? Maybe the issue is mamazala, you know, and mother-in-law demands are big. And maybe it's that you are getting married into an extremely wealthy family and you don't come from that background. And they're expecting a certain standard that is putting you under pressure. You know, so there's many, many dynamics. It's dynamics of children. You might not be ready for to have children. And the family saying, as soon as you leave, she has to be having babies, you know. So it's doing those coaching. It's important to be prepared emotionally and spiritually for this journey, because it's not just the day. The wedding is one day. Mm. The marriage is a lifetime.
Okay, grab your headphones and let us listen to Steve and chat to him on 0861 987 000. Hi, Stephen. How are you?
I'm good, and how are you, Babi?
I'm very well, thank you.
And hello to your guest.
Yes, Dumi's here.
I hear that she's talking mostly about women, not actually now the father or the family. And then as a father, I just wanted to establish, has she ever come across where, as a father, my daughter that I know from day one, and then I have also picked up her love language, what she likes, to interview before when they are actually dating the guy that is going out with him, to determine whether he's going to be in the right position to can lead her to. I mean, sort of maybe advising him, guiding him that my daughter is like this. And then you mostly find that, no, I want to marry because we want to have children. And I said, no, but if you come approach this with this idea, now that means now you are saying my daughter is going to be an incubator. And it is not actually that, those things we need to talk about them, because it is not about both of them. They say normally that the first 18 years of a child, you wish to get out of the home to be on your side, and you spend the rest of your day wanting to go back home. So we are addressing that thing. So how are the daddies involved? Because I'm thinking of the children, actually, you know me. I'm not looking at the relationship. I'm looking at the offspring of the relationship. How are they going to be taken care of?
Thanks, Stephen. Your thoughts, Jimmy?
Thank you, Dr. Stephen. And what my thoughts is that while your daughter is dating, you should, you know, candidly have a family lunch where you get to know this guy while they are dating. And that can give you an opportunity to ask those questions and find out if his intentions are real, if they are aligned with your daughter's love language. And you can then advise your daughter accordingly, you know. And that is why it's important for your daughter to also state upfront what her needs are, what she wants out of a marriage. She needs to be able to define for herself the type of marriage that she wants. Because as a father, you have the best intentions for her, but she's going to be living with this man. So she needs to make sure that she has stipulated the type of relationship that she wants, the type of marriage that she wants. And she's very transparent about that. So if the guy is only about having kids, she can at that point while they're dating say, you know what, I am not that type of woman.
Hmm. Very powerful conversations. And I know you focus on Mr. Mrs., but Stephen is so rightfully as a family member, as a father, wanting to be involved in those conversations as well. So it really does open up always, you know, if a woman is cared for, takes care of herself, makes sure that she has her boundaries in place, it really does heal the family, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does.
How do we find you? How do we get hold of you? Someone's got a wedding now on the 13th and they're like, yo, I haven't done this. What's going on? How do they find you?
So you can find me at Diamond Love Bridal. We're based in Four Ways. Our telephone number is 061-925-4041. On Instagram and Facebook, it's Diamond Love Bridal. And our email address is simply info@diamondlovebridal.co.za.
Well, I mean, what a fantastic, broad and necessary business this is. I wish you everything of the best.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
That's the CEO of Diamond Love Bridal, Couture, and so much more, who host this fantastic experience platform called Miss to Mrs. And they will connect you with, what are they called? Emergency Makoti.
Makoti Assist.
Yes. Makoti Assist. Taking you to the homelands to help you do what's right for that family that you're marrying into. What a brilliant concept. Dumi Dean Maku in studio with us on Power Weekend Breakfast.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.